What up, people? It's been a minute. We've been away for a while.
Yes,
but
indeed.
Welcome back to Life Unfiltered Heal That Shit, the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We're inviting you to come along with us on this raw and unfiltered trip and exploration as we tell y'all about the things, and hoping those things are going to challenge you and inspire you and maybe even uplift you.
Yes, indeed. Because in a world that often encourages us to mask our struggles, we choose to lead with love and vulnerability. It's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we're going to voice the things that you might have not verbalized or even thought about so we can get to the root of the shit and heal.
Period. So we know that we have a lot of new people that actually found us while we were kind of, we'll fill y'all in on what all the things been a while we've been away. But want to be intentional and in making sure that we let you know who we are. And also to let you know that we have claimed 2024 as the year of popping that shit. It's time out for being fake humble. And it's important that we put some respect in our own name. So in that spirit, my name is Kim. I am an educational advocate, activist, and consultant. I am a visionary, motivational speaker, virtual producer, network executive, and intuitive, melanated life coach. I help people deepen their relationship with God so that they can understand their unique design and purpose. I'm also a professional frolicker and a expat living in Medellin, Colombia. And tonight, I want to hear about.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, my name is Bianca, and I am a digital activist. Ooh, I got to start this again. This has been a minute since I've done this intro. Oh, my gosh. Let's run it back.
Okay. Ooh.
Yikes. My name is Bianca. I am a digital strategist, a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch. Yes, indeed. I am a private investigator and a receipt collector, so please put some respect on my name. Amen. I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and heal. I am also an intuitive melanated life coach, a digital nomad working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. Currently, I'm in Tallahassee, Florida, and my purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. Amen.
Amen.
So with that being said, let's continue this flow, because around here on these digital streets, okay, first of all, if you haven't put your name in where you're watching from, come on, I want to know who's watching, where you watching from. I appreciate you loving the outfit. I really appreciate it. So
this
please,
is Bianca's special helmet. It gives her superpowers.
Superpowers, I'm telling you, it is. Ooh, we're going to have to talk about that later. Okay. So anyway, in this space, we operate by three keys here. That is accountability, transparency, and integrity. Okay. A little sidebar here is that we've been using the word narcissist all 2023, 22. Okay. Let's use accountability.
Please. And let's learn what it means. Because... go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, girl. We'll get into it.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm sick of it. Words mean things. I just want to
mean words things. Okay. So three words. Okay. Accountability, transparency, and integrity. With all of that being said, before we go further, I want to make sure that we are clear about expectations. Amen. Okay. What you can expect from us and what we can expect from you. Okay. So what you can expect from us, we're going to operate out the three keys. We're not going to ask you what we're not doing. Okay. We're going to keep it real. We're going to speak freely, and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. The reason why we're telling you this is if you have little listeners that are around, okay, maybe you want to put some AirPods, headphones, something, okay, that's your business, but we're going to freely talk in this space. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And what we can expect from you,
Okay. Hate speech and hate comments are not welcomed here. We believe in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Period. Amen. So please be intentional with how you engage with others in these social spaces, particularly this one, because it's a safe space. We want you to engage and go on this journey with us. We are not the experts, but we are going to facilitate this conversation, a much needed conversation. And we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you. So if this is adding value to your life, if you are enjoying watching this program, share it with someone. Tell them about Life Unfiltered, Heal That Shit. Take them to the website, wehealthatshit.com. We are committed together of doing the work to heal.
Period. So want to give you some quick updates. And again, just kind of setting the tone, because again, we know a lot of people are new, right? So we want to make sure that y'all know the lay of the land and what's the ups and what's the downs. We do have some community emojis. And what I love is that our emojis have started showing up in other spaces. And yes, one God. Of the things that we talk about, so Bianca mentioned she's also an intuitive melanated life coach. One of the things that we talk about in that process is how God will like speak to you. If you ask God to talk to you a particular way, like God will talk to you that particular way. So since establishing emojis, we want you to know that these emojis are ways to send like super love, like to really be like, listen, I'm with you and I want you to know I'm down. We hang out like we in this, right? So we have some community emojis because we are here talking about healing. The emoji that represents this space is the heart with the bandage around it because that represents healing, right? And you can pair that with any other colored heart that might be your fancy, right? So Bianca loves purple. I love yellow, right? So that might be a combination that you want to do. So when you see somebody from this community out in somewhere else out here in these digital streets, that's a way for you to be like, because we out there, we in this together, okay? So the other thing is we have individual emojis, and our individual emojis allow you to give us super love. So my emojis are a crayon and sunflowers. And since I declared sunflowers, Bianca, I have been seeing them everywhere. I'm talking like I might just be scrolling and I see a comment and then I'm like, oh, wow. Like, or the other day I found a picture from 11 years ago that I had posted on Facebook and it had a little sunflower in the corner. Aww. So it's just like those. I know it's like so cute. So anyway, so my emojis are sunflower and a crayon. Yellow is my favorite color, as I mentioned. And the crayon is because I am shifting my life from a space where I felt was really black and white over to a space and color. So I am on a mission to color the fuck out this life. Okay. So those are my emojis. Yes. And that's how you can show me super love. So it would be nice if y'all drop some of those into the comments right now.
Okay. Hey, yes indeed. Well, my emojis, we have a teddy bear. Okay. As you can see here. All right. It is teddy bear season, baby. There's a lot of love to give out here, and I am so grateful. And then the second emoji is with the hands forming the heart, okay? And so, like, if you know my story, you know my story about my heart and how much that means to me and the work that had to be done for me to be on this broadcast talking to you right now. Amen. God is good. Amen. And so with that being said, those are the emojis and the purple hearts, of course, but teddy bear season and the hands making the heart. Thank you.
Awesome. So also want to remind y'all again, please like, please subscribe, please comment. All of these are free ways to be able to help us. Bianca and I silenced our microphones last year around this time. It was actually like last week this time, and we just shut everything down. So we are rebuilding this space with intention and really desiring to make this a safe space and a community of healing. So having said that, we really want you all to be intentional about interacting and sharing this content and liking the content and subscribing to the page, because we do want to be able to just be doing this, you know. So a part of that is monetizing our YouTube page and all of that. So you get to be on the ground floor of all the things. Okay. You get to be like, I was with y'all OG back when before when. Okay. So definitely want to remind y'all to do that. And remember that we're on all platforms at Heal That Shit, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. It looks like our Facebook followers have increased.
Yes, indeed. Hello. It doubled.
Hello. Yes. Okay. So that is a big deal. So we're at almost 250 followers on Facebook. So that's pretty dope. So again, hit us up, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We will do a better job of figuring out how we're going to be posting it, what we're going to be posting as such. Okay. But until then, make sure you're there so that we can be ready to go ahead and connect. Bianca already mentioned our website, wehealthatshit.com. We got a newsletter, I heard.
Yeah. So exciting.
Come on there.
Well, so if you go to wehealthatshit.com, okay, there's a space where you can join and be a part of our newsletter. The newsletter is going to be updates with what we're doing as a collective. It's going to be everything, healing resources. We were working on a guide of different books that you can read for your, like, that's ready to go. And we want to send it to you, but we want to do it in a way where we're very intentional with it and not just posting it on social media, but like handing it directly to you. So with that being said, we need your email address so that we can intentionally send you this information and for you to bookmark and save our email address. So anytime that we send updates, whether it's a broadcast or whether it's products that are launching or a course or, you know, the sky's the limit with what is happening here. So we want to make sure that your email is there. So please go to wehealthatshit.com, add your email address there so that we can send you our newsletter and the things that we're working on. Amen.
Amen. And yes, if you are listening to us audio and not on Facebook or YouTube, where we are streaming, where you can see the video, we are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, the places where you get your podcasts at. Okay. So if you don't want to necessarily have to sit down and look at something, you can also check us out on audio. All right. I think that's all announcements. Do you have any others?
No.
Okay, my goodness. We've been gone, y'all, for a while, so we had to make sure that we get the things back to go. Okay. So having said that, one of the things that we always want to make sure that we're being intentional about is doing a spirit check and making sure that we are really taking time to practice emotional integrity and honor what type of energy that we are bringing in our space. So having said that, if you are watching on the screen, we have our spirit check prompts, but I'll read them out loud for anybody who is the audio. Also would love for you all to tell us in the comments, whether you are watching this live or watching the replay, how your spirit is feeling today. So green is, I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. So again, if you're watching, let us know in the comments where you are. This is not a moment, y'all, to judge how you're feeling. It's really just a moment to notice, because we just want to honor the type of energy that we're bringing into the space. So Bianca, where are you at today?
So I'm at a blue. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Life is good for me, but also at the same time, there are so many things that are happening. Like, I still don't have my car. That repair is, it's a lot. So
you're like blue in spite of.
In spite of, like, I'm just grateful to God and that's just my thing. But if I'm really going to practice this emotional integrity, and I hope that the people that are listening and watching, like, just really take a moment to be like, how are you? Like, really, how are you? I'm a blue.
Gotcha. Solid blue. I am solid blue with sprinkles of green. So I'm good. I don't have any complaints. And I even see speckles of life being great and wonderful. And that feels amazing because, my God, today it's been a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, that's where I feel like I am today. I saw some blues in the chat as well. Okay, so we're bringing some pretty solid, I'm good type energy up in here. All right. Well, let's go ahead on then and jump into our transparency moment and get into the things and unpack some of this. Because, baby.
Yes, indeed.
It's been a lot. All right. Who's starting? Should we do rock, paper, scissors? What is that?
Oh, that would be fun.
It'll be. Okay. But are we okay? So let's do rock, paper, scissors. But so we're gonna say rock, paper, scissors, and then shoot whatever it is. Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I don't know that we're synced up. Oh my God. Why are we like this? That didn't quite work out as much as I thought it would. So I'ma just go first. It was a good idea in theory. That's a good idea, Barry.
That
okay,
was cute.
Hello. We have a question. Okay, Kimberly, have you booked any new clients? Life has been life, and then folks are ready to move. Listen, girl. So that's a part of what's been happening. So I'm gonna get to this in just a second, Danny. I'm gonna start a little bit before. Okay. So July 25th, 2023. Was so 2024, 1 year later, was the anniversary of my mental health crisis. And leading up to this, it's been a lot like going on. And so I kept saying, like, we ain't been here for a while. I had a whole situation while I was in Panama and they wouldn't let me back. And it was a lot. It was a lot that was happening. So leading up to July 25th, I was very much like, okay, I need to figure out like what this is going to look like. Because what I know about our bodies is that our bodies remember things, even if I wasn't conscious that it was coming up, it could still like manifest in my body. Remember around this time last year, this happened, that happened, whatever. So I intentionally took some time away from being available. And it felt great. And also though, the world went crazy while I was gone. So I was kind of like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm gone, but also, girl, what is happening? Because yeah. I really wasn't on social media per se. I was more so on YouTube. But of course, on YouTube, like in your recommended videos or whatever, it's saying the whole time, you know, everything that's happening. So I wound up like just shutting everything down because Panama happened. I had COVID. Like it was a lot that was going on since we've last been on. So then the world went crazy. So then I was just like, okay, because I was about to start Discover Your Destiny. I'm like, all right, we about to, you know, do the little thing and the such and the so, and it's going to be good. And then everything went nuts. And people were like, hey, I'm trying to get from out of here. Hey, girl, I need to, can we schedule some time to talk? Because I need to go. In that time, Kalanda has announced that she's going to be leaving. So she's actually going to be coming here with me for a little while and then going on to see where she wants to go. I actually today met with a high school classmate. We had not talked to each other in 25 years. Wow. And she, well, of course, like on Facebook and stuff, but like actually seen and like had a conversation 25 mm-hmm. years. She was like, hey, girl, yeah. Well, what I need to do. So to Danny's question, have I had more clients? Yes. So what I did is I really have shut down every kind of other aspect of coaching right now. And I'm focusing on helping people build their plans to exit. So that's kind of where I've shifted everything. So I'm working on doing another info session for people who want to move abroad so that we can have conversations about how to do this ethically. Because that's the other thing for me is, yes, I am a firm proponent of people leaving if that's what you feel like you're supposed to do. But also don't be going to these people country and you being American. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is a big part of the conversation. I'm not dealing with people who about to show up and be American. And what I mean is entitled, and this is how we do things here, trying to turn somebody else's country and culture into the U.S. I don't support that. Okay, so if that's what you're trying to do, I'm not your girl. But if you are really wanting to respect the culture and really understand how to acclimate into a community and build a life, holla at me. Okay. So you can email me at Kimberlyn@KimberlynJackson.com if you have questions about that and all of that. So that kind of happened, right? But also, I was doing a lot of reflecting during that time. And I spent some time listening to the recordings that I made during that time. And I didn't know at the time what was going to happen with those recordings. I was just felt like I really couldn't write or my thoughts would be better expressed by turning on the microphone. So I had started recording on July 1st, 24 days prior to my mental health crisis. And then I continued kind of recording through that. So I decided that I was going to turn it into a podcast. And I uploaded it to Spotify, and I'm going to put the link into the chat for anybody who might want to check it out. But basically what it is a very, you talk about raw and unfiltered and transparent and vulnerable and all the things. It's me talking to me, to y'all, but not knowing I'm talking to y'all. So it's like, you get this inside seat in my brain and what was happening as I was entering this state of burnout that I didn't know that I was leading up to. So season one of that is out, and there's more after this. Like, there are four things. So this season two is a whole nother situation that was happening. But if you've ever been wondering what it's like to have a mental health crisis, what it's like to experience burnout, what it's like to feel like something is wrong but not really understand what's going on, I invite you to listen and come into my closet. Most of the things that I recorded, I was sitting physically in the closet, and I explained that in one of the episodes. But it really is just this seat into my life and into some of the things that have shaped me into the person that I am. So I released that as well. And overwhelmingly, I just feel myself in a place right now of being able to see light. And that is so encouraging because, mm-hmm. you know, this past year has been a motherfucker. And I was not sure if I was going to, like, at one point, my goal was I just want to try to make it to see my birthday. Mm-hmm. I was just like, and child, after that is whatever. So to be at a place and in a space where I'm looking forward to something and talking about things in the future. And today somebody asked me to make an appointment in October. And I was like, okay, girl, my calendar's for like, sure, you know, but to even, there was a time where I was like, I can't even think past this week. Like you asking me about October, I don't know. Like I have no idea. So I feel like I'm more in a space of seeing the things that God is doing and seeing you talking about messages, like angel numbers, emails, Facebook posts, like consistently I'm being inundated with, you just hold on because stuff is about to go wild. You just hold, baby, buckle up. It's about to get crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So that's all I keep hearing. And I believe it. And I'm holding on to that. And I feel really encouraged by that. So I'm a pause right there.
God is so good. So as someone who has seen you more than some of the other folks on the internet than what you show, like to see how God is transforming in your life, bestie, like I thank God for you. I thank you for continuing to hold on. I am grateful that you are here with us. And it is going to be so amazing to see the amazing things that you will continue to do and to pour into the community. And I am excited for these doors that are opening for you and these portals into these different orbits. And it is really refreshing to see. It gives me hope. And I think that's what the biggest thing people desire out here is hope, because it is wild out here.
Yeah.
Like people do need to buckle up. Like it is wild out here, but that's where faith comes in. And that's where your connection with God comes in. And so I'm so grateful for you because my connection with God expanded so much so going through your program. So also note that, sure, I'm going to put a sales pitch here that if you did not go through Discover Your Destiny, now this is an opportunity to really think about that and to really think about investing in yourself and really getting intentional with your core values and who you are as a person and how you're going to use your voice. I'm so glad that you cut the mic back on. And I'm so glad that we're here doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely been a journey. I want to read what, so Kalonda is my cousin, y'all. And we have another podcast called So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese. She said, your blessings bless us. You're selfless, yet honor your boundaries. It's a sight to see. I love you. I love you too. This has been, it's the work. See, that's the thing that I be needing people to understand too. When you, just because you become a life coach or just because you reach a certain level in life does not mean that stuff stops happening. Like things still continue to happen. It's just that you have a different skill set to be able to deal with it, or you have a different community around you that is able to support you or what have you. But this process, like I am literally rebuilding my entire life. And that would be wow to me. Like, I'd be like, so what are we doing? Like, what is happening? Okay. Everything. And you mentioned to faith. One of the things that I know is I always talk about faith and I always talk about, you know, God, this is God's mission and like all of that. And I was so convicted by that, because I say that this is God's mission, but also I'd be like, hey, don't you need me to make a couple calls or do something to help you? Because rent's due on the first, sir. And apparently you're a little busy. So I just, you need me to call somebody, you know? So I'm still trying to put my hands in things I, my hands ain't supposed to be in. And one of the things that God said to me during that time where I was offline was, I want you to go do what I told you to do, which was create. God was like, you said it's talking about you want to create, go create and get out of my business. Let me do what I'm doing and you go mind your black ass business. How about that? You know? So even today, like I planted, I've been wanting to plant some vegetables and things. So today I actually took time to do that. And I have to get some paint on Friday, and I'm going to, and a canvas, and I'm actually going to sit down and create.
Aww.
And it feels bright and it feels happy. And it also feels like this is what I want to be doing. And I'm just choosing not to worry about the rest. Like, okay, I'm finna do what you told me to do, create and also document. And you know how I be talking about documenting things.
That's right.
You know?
Getting them receipts, baby.
Right. But even the receipts for ourselves, you know, to be able to go back and be like, yeah, God said this, or this is what happened, or look where I was, or look where I came from. Gladys, I saw you blowing bubbles. Yes, because that's one of the things that brings me so much joy is to just sit on my balcony and blow bubbles. And I was like, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm about to go sit down and blow some bubbles and,
yes,
and rest my nerves, you know? So I feel like my nervous system is in a completely different place than it has been. Mm-hmm. And then also along with that, this is the last thing I'm going to say before I let you ask questions and or go on to yours. I saw an Instagram post today from a trauma therapist, and she's one of my most favorite trauma therapists. Her name is Kobe Campbell, K-O-B-E Campbell. But she talked about how learning to have peace and learning to have a calm nervous system is a process. And she was like, you have to intentionally show up for yourself and intentionally create opportunities for you to be able to rely on yourself and trust yourself in this process. Mm-hmm. So when Kalanda had mentioned boundaries, I have really had to look at that again, because the boundaries for my old life don't work for this life right now. You know, so I really had to be like, do an audit about everything. You talk about that all the time, right? Doing energy audits and community audits and all that. Like, I really had to stop and say, how does this person make me feel? How does this situation make me feel? How does this place, this thing, this book, this paper, like, how are these things making me feel? And if it's not bringing me joy, we got to reassess. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot of that too. And even I think that, I don't know if you knew me when I used to do this. I used to do phone fast. So every Tuesday, I would not use my phone, because for some reason, it seemed like people always had emergencies on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if you're going to die, you're going to need to do it on Monday or Wednesday, because I'm not going to see it on Tuesday. Okay. But I had done that because I felt like people were steady pulling on me the whole time. And I just hush. Everybody just hush. I need to do some form of that again for myself, because the lighter that my energy gets, the more that people get attracted to it. And because of my heart and because I want to help people, then I wind up overextending myself. So it's like I really have to put parameters and structure in place to be able to protect my mental health and my emotional health first, instead of how can I help? Because that's what, I wake up and I think that, like, how can I help people today? Like, that's what I wake up and I think. Mm-hmm. And that's good, but also they not waking up thinking that. So people just taking, taking, taking. So it needs to sound like, how can I show up for myself today? And then in that, who might I help? But I got to show up for me first.
That's right.
So that's what I've been working on. That's what's been going on over here.
Okay. Okay. What would you advice, suggestions would you give to someone that is in this space where it's a lot going on and they need to take that rest? What would be like the initial thing that you would tell someone?
Take it before you're made to do it. Because it's very different to decide and to see like all the writing on the wall. Because I know some of y'all listening out here stressed the hell out. I know this, okay? If just from the past news cycle, these past 2 weeks, I'm knowing that it's some stress, right? But it's different to decide that I'm going to sit down and I'm going to prioritize myself and I'm going to make time for myself, than to let it get to the point where you have to do it. Because when you get to the point where you have to do it, you can't function for a little while. There is no, let me just, take a little trip this weekend and be back to business. No, ma'am, no, sir, no day. Okay. No, it's not happening. So my advice would be to honor what your body is saying and take the rest before you are made to have to do it. And also to that point of rest is not always physical. It's not about your body is physically tired. You might be tired in your head, right? Like that's mental activity. So you need to take a mental rest, or maybe your emotions have been all over the place, right? So maybe you need to detach from that and take some emotional rest or some spiritual rest. Maybe, you've been getting a lot of things going on. You need some quiet time to hear what God is saying, right? So there are so many different types of rest. So it's also important to identify what type of rest you need. For me, it was mental and emotional rest, primarily, that I just was like, it's too much. It's too much. I can't think no more. I can't figure nothing else out. I don't want to do another logistic, and that was causing emotional unrest. So, that's what I would say, is figure out what kind of rest it is that you need, and take the rest before the rest got to take you. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And I'm glad that you shared that, because that is something that's very impactful and valuable. And that's some of the things that we want to be able to share in our newsletter. So just plugging this in once again, that our website is wehealthatshit.com. And if you go to the page, you can add your email address so that you can get resources and ask these type of questions. Because from people's experiences, people can tell you what works for them. Yes. And so that's what works for Kimberlyn. For me, like, I have to take that moment of resting my body, because to your point, if my body decides to shut down, it's going to take way longer for me to get back up and to do what I need to do. So I have to be very intentional with my body. And that means me knowing my body, because no one's going to know it more than me.
Yeah.
So please listen to your body. Please move your body. Ooh.
So I'm going to toss the ball over to you. Because I had my situation on the 25th, and then last year you had a situation. So I know you have also been doing some reflecting and such. So,
yeah.
The things.
I'm just grateful to God, because when I started to really surrender, when I really had to surrender to what I thought was the plan and submit to God, that's where so much clarity came into. The moment where I am sitting and crying and praying and releasing and grieving, like, since that time, there were so much other loss that happened after that, and then health challenges after that. Like, we are still dealing with health challenges. Like, I am still grieving that I can't physically carry a child. That's tough.
Yeah.
However, what I do know is that the moment that you get clear with God and the moment that you find that alignment in that frequency, things will start to shift for you in ways that I can't really articulate other than to tell you, just try it and report back and let me know what that looks like for you. I am grateful to be able to sit here on this platform with my teddy bear Snuggie in Tallahassee and living the life of my dreams. Sure, I don't have everything that I desire yet, and things are not the way that I had originally thought, but you know what? I'm able to sleep at night in peace.
Amen.
And able to be like, you know, I've done my best and will continue to do my best and will continue to strive to honor the three keys as just living unapologetically me.
Yeah.
I pray for the folks that are out here. I'm telling you, buckle up. There's a lot that's happening. And I hope that people are very intentional with who they are surrounded by, the things that they listen to, the people that are in their village. So I got a new phone and I literally was like, okay, so I don't know how I feel about transferring all of these contacts to my new phone.
With a new phone number?
I still have my number.
Okay.
But I got a brand new phone.
Uh-huh. Understood.
And so I set it up as a new phone to where not everything was carried over. And so it's now forcing me to really be like, okay, who are the contacts
that are in my phone? Oh,
when was the last time that we had interaction? Was it positive? Is this a relationship that I want to continue to sustain? When I say this village audit, I mean that.
I see, golly.
When I say who has access to you, I mean that.
Yeah.
Because just the other day, I'm posting about my life and I got people sliding in my inbox trying to tell me their perspective and saying that they know both sides of the story. But little baby, you didn't have a conversation with me. So what?
How you know both sides?
Well, how?
We never talked. Oh, wow.
So I had to be really intentional about who could even inbox me on Facebook.
Listen, let me tell you something. Can we just pause right there for a moment?
Because yes, ma'am.
I'm kind of like, I feel some type of way about Facebook. So I say, excuse my finest pardon. The nerve. So I don't want people to be able to message me that easily. And I be like, so first of all, I took all the notifications off my phone. I mean, all of them. Okay. Just hush. Everybody hush. Okay. So if you've been trying to contact me and it's been delays, it's going to be some because we dependent now on my ADHD to remind me to go check in various places. And that may or may not happen. Okay. So just saying. But before I had taken the notifications off specifically for like Messenger or Instagram, I don't feel like it was that bad, but I've been turning my notifications off on Instagram. So I never knew when anybody was trying to talk to me over there, but I kept Messenger on because like I talked to like people, like actual people that I know over there. But then there's people start inboxing me that I don't want you to have the opportunity to be able to just show up in my inbox with your fuckery. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. So how did you fix that?
So I'm in the process now of changing my Facebook settings to where it does not allow direct messaging. I'm at also all. Going at all.
Got you.
At all. Because on the about page, it has my email address and it has a phone number. Uh-huh. Which on a side note, for the folks that have been trying to call me, I'm so sorry. I just realized that Google had recycled my number and I had to fight with Google to get my number back. It was a whole thing. But we back. So if you were trying to reach me at 813-400-3311, I got my number back. Okay. Wow. I'm so, so sorry. But that's the number that's listed on my profile. That's the number that's listed for Teaching for the Culture. But somehow the number ended up getting recycled and I had to go through this process of getting that number back. So we're back. And that literally just happened like maybe 72 hours ago. But wow. Here we are. I'm in this process of going through and to your point of the no notifications, like working through that because it is a lot. It's very overwhelming. And I think that we really need to rethink about the level of access and how many different touch points that we have because it's a lot. Phone call, text, EM, DM. Then you got different apps. And then in those apps, they have different subsections of how you can communicate in there. It's overwhelming. It's a lot.
Leave me alone.
So then you wonder why people are burnt out with all of these different apps and whatnot. I was literally working with an individual of setting up a new computer so that they can have access. Their Google Drive is maxed out. Like it's a lot. Like people need digital support because it's a lot happening on these computers and it's happening so fast. And with AI, no one knows what's real or and what's not real at this point.
When you doing the class? Because they need help. Ma'am.
I'm glad that you said that because the class is going to start on August the 8th.
Oh, well, all right then.
We have in a class. So again, join the newsletter. Okay. You'll get access to what's happening here. Go to wehealthatshit.com. Join, add your email to the list so you can see the different stuff that's happening. But join me on the live. We're going to have some conversations about some different things to protect your digital hygiene because that digital hygiene out here, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot happening. People getting hacked. Yeah. And I need y'all to protect yourself as things are happening and shifting. You saw what happened with CrowdStrike and planes couldn't go nowhere. It was black and blue screens everywhere.
Yeah. And stuff keeps happening. So this is right on time. I'm glad that you got a date to put on it. Okay. Because, it's definitely a lot. And one thing I could say about you, baby, you be taking these audits serious. Okay. This is not a game. All right.
Not a game. I will block you, have a whole mental funeral, and we'll continue to move on about my day. Okay. I have told y'all several times on the internet and in real life, if you know me in real life, I'm about my peace, my heart, and making sure that there is no type of issue where my heart rate spikes the way that it has.
Amen.
Because you know what? When I had to go to the hospital, Kimberlyn, I got a email about, you know, what I'm going to be owing to, you know, the hospital after my hospital visit. And they said $3,000. So I can't afford to be stressed.
Right. Understood and heard.
So with Absolutely. That being said, with the healthcare being healthcare in the United States of America, I do not have it to have anybody stress me out. Don't send me nothing. Don't message me anything don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. I'm telling you.
We'll find out. There will be a way. That's what's always funny to me is when people will send like things, you know, and it's like, I understand. Like, I know. And if I don't know, it's because I'm choosing not to know. But like, I know. I'm aware. I am aware. Because even like with everything that happened with Sonya Massey, like, I don't need you to send. I am aware. It might look like I live under a rock and sometimes I do choose to. But also, we're aware. We're aware. you know, like.
And just sending and sharing the video with, like, I don't.
No trigger warning, no nothing. It was another video going around the other day where a man was getting arrested and a police officer punched him. And I was like, I didn't want to open this and see this. I did not want to do this. So to your point of the audit, like, I know. We talked about this before because we were talking about like having so many followers and so many people on a platform that it really does take a lot of intentionality to go through and clean it, or you just decide to start over. But like every time I see something or someone that upsets my spirit, we're done. We're done here. Like I don't even ask why. I don't care how they feel about it. We're done here. And I liken it to the Marie Kondo method that I tell people about all the time is when you're trying to like purge things and be minimalistic is, does this bring me joy? When I say everything, this piece of paper, this social media platform, like, does this bring me joy? And if it doesn't, gotta go. Got to go.
Period.
You know, so yeah, I'm with you. I feel you. So I had saw one of the things that it seems like you've been doing more frequently to honor your piece was coloring.
Yeah. So I was coloring and I love coloring. And that's like a thing of what I like to do. And then I was like, well, I've been posting these affirmations. So like, let me put some affirmations on these coloring sheets and like, let me start doing that. And like, I found joy in that. And then I was sharing it with others. And while I'm, you know, at the cancer center with my dad, you know, there's people that come around and like, oh, that's beautiful. Like people like it and I am enjoying doing it. So yeah, I am working on my coloring book. It's almost done. And I'm really excited for people to just affirm themselves and to be able to just color however they design, however they desire it to be. But just having an activity to where you can really just kind of ground yourself. And it makes the little girl in me feel good when I'm sitting and coloring. And so in order to honor that little girl in me, I'm coloring. It brings me joy. And so if coloring brings you joy, again, the newsletter, go to wehealthatshit.com and put your email address in the box and you will be notified as soon as it is available. Yes, indeed.
So coloring is your blowing bubbles.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I like to color too. There's this creator that I follow on Insta and it's like Coco or something. She calls her people the coconuts and she colors and is so good. Like she be having like shadows and highlights and hair texture. It is so good. I'd be so inspired.
Yes, indeed.
So I cannot wait for that to be available. On the affirmation tip, I told you I wanted to tell you about Tabitha Brown and how, like, Tab has kind of just been showing up in the most interesting ways lately. And anybody that follows Tabitha Brown, you may have heard her story. And she talks about how she is a seer. And basically, she's a prophet. Like, she has the gift of being able to see things. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to her with more intention lately because one of the things that she talked about was how she documented this process. Like she didn't know why God told her to start making videos. She was like, honey, I was on track to being an actress. Okay. I'm a trained actor. All right. And she talked about how people would say, as an actor, don't be on social media. And it's so interesting because I got the same messaging and I was nowhere near like in Tab's like circuit of acting, but in the acting world, it was very much don't be on social media. Don't be making, you know, these pages and profiles and such, like people not going to take you seriously. So Tab started talking about how she heard God and God was like, get on that screen and talk to them people. And a lot of those things were affirmations and really honoring like what God was saying and just talking to people about her life. And the other day I said to myself, this is like, this is the blueprint. she was talking about being free from code switching. And she said when she tried to be this tab that she created, she couldn't get the blessings that God was trying to give to her.
Come on.
She wasn't her. She said, but the moment that I showed up as my full and authentic self, that's when people were like, oh, we love that. We don't. Yes, absolutely. All of that. Right. And what I heard was, we've been talking about like authenticity and integrity and just really being raw and vulnerable and all of that. And God has just been like, just start talking. I told you to get on there and just start talking. And Bianca, when I tell you, even within the past week, there have been maybe on YouTube, 100 more people have subscribed to the page. On Instagram, it's been maybe 50 or 60 new people that have come to my page. It's wild because I had been saying, God is saying, just if you start talking to people, gonna find you wherever the whoever they are, like they're going to find you. And I feel like that's what's happening right now. So like it's just been message after message after message after message. Like it's just been so. I feel like I need a bigger word than amazing, but it has been awe-inspiring, like to just kind of see the pieces that are moving. So it's getting me excited because I know we've had all of these projects that we've been wanting to do and all of these things that we want to put out in order to help people and really help people to be a better version of themselves and the most authentic version of themselves. And I can just see how it's coming because Tab was even talking about, she was like, every project that I've ever done was something that was naturally that I was doing in my life. She's like, it wasn't, you know, oh, we should ask Tab about this. Like she was like, my hair care line. She said, my hair has started falling out and I was trying to figure out how I could make my hair grow back. That's how I wound up with a hair care line. She's like, I cook all the time. And then they were like, you ever thought about having a seasoning? And I was like, actually I have. So that's how I have a season. Like that's how things happen. It's the same way with us, right? Affirmations. The affirmation video that I made was affirmations that I had for myself. You doing your coloring pages and affirmations of things that you're doing for yourself. And it just so happens that we can help other people by doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's been really, really, really cool. And to your point earlier, hope is there and faith, you know, and it just really feels like, okay, God is up to something, like something is moving. Yeah.
Buckle up.
Yeah. So Danny, I do see your question and I will talk about it really, really quickly. So When With Black Women is the organization that came into effect in 2019. I got affiliated with When With Black Women in 2020. So it was during the 2020 election. And we've kind of been working under the radar for a long, long, long time, and have done quite a few things, very instrumental in getting some people into Biden's transition cabinet, as well as his actual cabinet, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Like it was a lot of movement and stuff that was happening. So somebody decided to share the word of mouth invitation publicly. And then When With Black Women blew up to like 40,000 plus people. What has been interesting, and you may want to say something about this or not. I don't know.
But, go ahead. We here.
Okay. Because we have been talking about our roles in politics. And last election season, Bianca and I did a lot of work. Bianca's done a lot more work as well as served in capacities with that. But like we did a lot of work. And I was really conflicted about like how I was going to show up this election season, what this was going to look like and all of the things. One of the things I can say about the virtual event is that people are excited. And at first, I wasn't sure if it was like genuine excitement. Like I was like, I'm not quite sure what I'm watching. Also, keep in mind, I live outside the U.S. OK, so I don't get political ads and all that kind of stuff. Right. I have to go look for stuff. But the excitement was so, it's thick. Like, it's really thick. And the mobilization is really interesting. And the mobilization of young people has been really interesting. I remember when I was on my first one with Black Women Call, and Oprah just so happened to be there that week. Ayanna Van Zant, Stacey Abrams, Angela Rye, Mariel Bowser was there that week. Like, it was wild. Like, I remember being like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in the room. And at this time, it was an actual Zoom. Like, it wasn't a webinar. It's like camera off. Like, girl, I'm finna send you a private message. Like, what's up? I didn't, but that's, you know, it was a regular Zoom. But I remember the level of excitement that I had, and I remember feeling mobilized. And after that call, I really do feel like people are. And it's very interesting to watch. I don't necessarily have feelings to place on it, good, bad, indifferent, or in between. It's just really, really interesting to watch everything unfold. And I have committed to making sure that I honor accurate information and hold people accountable that are in my circles that might be sharing inaccurate information. So that's kind of the role that I've chosen to take, but it's pretty interesting. It is really, really interesting.
Yeah. So there's a lot that's happening politically, good, bad, or indifferent. But I do love the conversations about this political engagement, and so in this, I want to say that I hope that everyone has a voting strategy. Meaning that you know exactly what your status is. You know exactly what your voting plan is, whether that is by mail or going on election day, which I don't recommend you going on election day. I actually highly recommend that you vote by mail so you can track your ballot to make sure that it's actually counted. I want people to understand that in this time and time before, social media has been used as a weapon. In certain communities in particular. So it is very, very vital that we are very intentional. I even love the way that Danny used initials, because even writing out folks' names and saying it out loud can cause so much damage to someone's algorithm.
Yeah.
The way that this algorithm is playing, it does not play fair, and the rules always change. So again, like I said, buckle up. It is very important to the people that are listening, to people that are watching later, that during this season, that you are very intentional with what you watch and what you listen to and what you participate in, because that's going to be very vital for you.
Yeah. We got to be careful of the echo chambers, because there are a lot of them happening. And just because somebody put a nice video up with some clips and some captions does not mean that it's accurate. So are you going to be like unpacking any of that stuff in your live that you're doing?
So I'm not sure if I want to touch the political stuff on an actual live. I think that would be more of like a Patreon type of content where it's more behind the scenes and in a paywall type of format, because it's a lot. Like, it's already bad enough trying to fight against the algorithm that is biased. So with that being stated, I'm not trying to do anything or say anything that will make it even harder for people that need to see our content. Want to see our content, but doesn't pop up for whatever reason that these developers can't give clear answers, because it's so large that they don't even know how it works. We've talked about this before. So buckle up, because it's going to be a lot. The two words that I continue to hear is diabolical and unprecedented times.
Girl, and I'm sick of it. Okay. I don't want nothing else unprecedented for the rest of my life. Like, I am sick of it, and I can't with diabolical. I just wish the internet never even learned that word. I'm over it. I am so over it. Kalanda said, take time to hear the other side, especially to understand what they're telling their people, stay informed. Yeah. It's a, not on, you got to choose like one or two creators or people that like dispel the things. Cause you, child, you get over there, you're talking about your blood pressure be high and your heart rate be spiked. Cause they are wild over there in that world. But to the point, let's be informed. So, y'all's heart work, if you will, for the week is to, see if you're in the U.S. is to see, what your registration status is in, this season and to update that accordingly or to gather some information about what that looks like. I actually need to do the same because I don't have a license. So guess what? Now I have extra hurdles I got to jump through because somebody stole my license.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yep. It's a lot. So start your process of figuring out what the things are. I'm doing it with y'all. So even you may think that you're already registered. Some may have happened. Roles get purged all the time. Like it's a lot. So let's do our due diligence with that and make sure that we have a plan to make sure we are able to vote, right? That's the first thing. Am I able to vote? Mm-hmm. And then after that, if you, once you verify that, what is my plan to vote? Mail, early voting, absentee, election day, what have you. So that's our hard work for the week. Child, I don't know, in the next 2 weeks, no telling what else might happen. So again, to the buckle up gang, we just going with the tide. But I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna be doing is I'm gonna be over here creating. I'm growing things, I'm painting. I felt the need to dance the other day. I've been being fruit ninjas. So I've been over here chopping up fruit and making new smoothies and stuff. That's what I'm gonna be doing because that's where my peace lives. So,
amen.
I'm looking forward to it. You know.
Well, you can find me in my teddy bear snuggie, minding my business. But if you need to connect with me on the digital front, you can go to my website at www.biancagoolsby.com. There's a couple of articles that I would love for y'all to see about peace, grief, healing. It's all necessary and vital. But also, again, respect on your name. Okay. So there's going to be some changes that's going to be coming soon. And so with that, in order to have first exclusive access to that, we're asking you to join our newsletter at wehealthatshit.com. It's important because we want to be able to communicate with you when the algorithm does what the algorithm does, which we don't know. But what we do know is that if we send you an email, that there's a report that we get to make sure that it's delivered to you. So please make sure that you put your email address in there so we can send you some amazing resources that we've been working on behind the scenes that it is time for people to see, experience, because together we are committed to doing the work to heal.
Amen. And y'all can find me. My entire life is under construction, including my websites.
Yes, indeed.
But you can go there and see the old, my old life. My blog is over on KimberlynJackson.com, as well as you can get some information about Discover Your Destiny. As I mentioned, I'm shifting. So Discover Your Destiny is on pause right now because I'm shifting to help as many people as possible be able to escape from the U.S. who would like to do that. So if that is something you are interested in, or you know somebody who is interested in that, please do message me at Kimberland@KimberlandJackson.com. Kimberland is KimberlandD. Or you can go to my website and fill out the contact information. And then I will send a calendar link for the consultations. So definitely holler at me about that. And we'll be out here in these internet streets. You know, I'm over on Minding My Black Ass Business on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. So definitely feel free to connect with me there. Also have a Patreon at Minding My Black Ass Business where you're able to hear some different types of conversations and also have some new content planned for that. So that is where y'all can find us. And we'll be back here in 2 weeks. But the conversation doesn't stop here, okay? So make sure that you continue commenting, continue sharing, continue liking. Again, subscribe to the YouTube page. Our next episode will be August 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Woo, woo, woo. So we will see y'all then.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, guys.
Bye.